Good morning, and you're listening to the TND podcast. It's Monday at 9:07 a.m. sharp, coming pre-recorded but live in your car or earphones. I'm D.
I'm sorry, I can't get over that stretch of the good.
One of these episodes, it's gonna be like 35 seconds of just good. You're gonna think your like speakers are broken, be like.
Oh, shit. That was an ad itself right there.
But anyways, you're listening to Elementary Part 2. I know it's been a little longer than a week before Elementary Part 2 is getting recorded. So we do apologize for our absence. But, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder. So we're going to get right into it, Trent.
Devin was overseas.
Yeah, in like Cambodia. Actually, Cambodia is my bathroom because, you know, stomach pains. Doesn't matter.
I thought that was kombucha.
Kombucha, yeah. Okay. You're right. And so, starting off, we want to talk about computer labs or just computer classes in general, because throughout elementary school, I feel like that was a highlight of my day, regardless of what day it was. Like,
the only thing I remember about computer class is going in, if we're talking elementary level, was going in and playing that alien game. You remember that, like the alien spelling game and shit?
Oh, dude, once you like turn that corner, you hear that. That all that clicking, you're like, it's game time.
All that clicking and just a knee up to your chin resting on your knee, bent up and shit in your chair.
And then your teacher's like, I swear to God, Devin, if you keep finger poking that keyboard, you're going to the principal's office. And I'm like, my hands aren't big enough to do the whole QWERTY thing. I'm sorry. Oh,
remember the typing class? We'd have to have like the mask over the fucking keyboard so we couldn't see.
Oh, yeah, the key condom?
Yeah.
Dude, that shit sucked.
I would take it off. I was like, absolutely not.
I can barely read. You expect me to fucking memorize the keyboard at this point? What's going
finger
on?
Finger poking that keyboard.
And then you had a bunch of kids trying to get on Toontown. Or just like addicting games. Everyone, teacher's like, hey, if you're not on like the keyboard thing, like.
Huda math and shit.
Huda math. Oh, yeah. I just remember that even like whenever we had like. Do assignments in like the computer lab, I was juiced. Nowadays, if I have to type up something on my computer, I'm just kind of like bummed because it's my computer. I can just do it at any point. But like the devoted time to just being in the computer lab was super cool in my opinion.
No, yeah, it definitely brought like a different type of power towards yourself. Like you just felt like a badass. And remember all the other kids would like walk by and the door would be open and they just see you in there and you're like, yeah, bitch, I'm in here.
Literally, I felt like I was in Mission Impossible, just hacking away. Straight up, like, you know those super tiny sunglasses? Like, that are made for kids with adults will wear? Like, you drop those off of your forehead down to your face, and the hacking just intensifies.
Just get shitty. Like that one kid from, what was that show? Where you'd, like, click the thing down on his glasses?
Oh, my God. Only thing I'm thinking of is Ned's Declassified.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Cookie. Cookie would get down.
No,
Cookie in the computer lab, bro.
Oh, man. The computer lab was just fun. There was always just like this feeling I would have. I'm like, okay, cool. I don't have to worry about cursive for the next 2 hours. Let's get it. Speaking of cursive, have you used cursive at any point besides signing a check for the last like 5 years?
My writing is like half cursive, half non. Like it just meshes together. So
basically, whenever you write, it's a slur.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, they just ruined my writing. Yeah, it's like all like, they're like, why is your R-E-N connected? And I'm like, cursive, baby.
I have carpal tunnel. I didn't want to pick my hand off the page.
Honestly.
But yeah, no, like, I forget what, was it called Space Race or something? Like, the whole program?
That wasn't the whole program, but that was a game in it. I do remember that.
And I just
you would like have to hit like the T and you would like go faster.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
The turbo button. I used to love that like whole program because it's like, it'd be like, you have to type out this sentence in this amount of time. And I'm like, I don't fully understand time half the time. So I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. And then you fat finger another key. You're like, oh, fuck. And you're just backspacing as hard as you can. Just like, just pounding a keyboard.
And you're already like 27 seconds over the time that you were supposed to finish it.
Oh, yeah. At least, like, I felt like with the keyboard typing stuff, it was, like, one of the parts of school that I could directly control. Because, like, AR points, if you read a book, like, 2 months before, like, good luck actually having accurate answers. But this is real time. This is real just application. It's like one of those multiplication tables. It's you and the assignment, and that's it.
Nobody else. Multiplication tables. But anyways, is it just me or did the computer lab have a different smell? Like, you knew you were going in the computer lab. You could be blindfolded and walk in there and you're like, oh, I'm in the computer lab. Just smells like dust off and shit.
The computer lab had a smell?
The computer lab teacher just huffing dust air off and cigarettes. In the corner. Just over there huffing dust off, fucking knocked out and shit.
Dude, I would love to market a brand of candles for, like, the nostalgia of, like, elementary school. Like, glue.
Like, second grade shit pants.
Bark.
Monkey bar.
Urinal cakes.
Honestly, I feel like there would be a market for it.
I was sitting in a Bed Bath and no, a Bath and Body Works the other day, and I'm like, why don't they have a paint-scented candle?
White-out candle.
Like, dude, I'm not saying they're, like, genuinely good ideas for products, but, like, maybe it's, like, a niche in the market they could explore. If you do it, run me a check, Bed Bath and Body Works, whatever the Beyond is, I don't care. It's like a meatless patty.
What are they beyond?
Huh?
What are they beyond?
I guess they're beyond me. I don't buy shit from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Is it because it's fucking expensive as shit?
Yeah, I found like a San Francisco Giants mug for like $40. And I was like...
I know, and it's like on sale and it's like originally $87. And you're like, oh, what a steal.
Bed Bath & Beyond is Kohl's for adults.
No, that's Kohl's for Kohl's.
You're right. You're right. I'm gonna just continue shopping at Baby Gap for my socks and stuff. But... back to those computer classes, like, as, like, school went on, they evolved into, like, cooler stuff. I remember, like, having to do projects in the computer lab. It's like, yeah, you're assigned a state, and you have to, like, a research report on it.
And what state did you pick?
I got Michigan.
Why?
Why? Their state animal is the wolverine, if I'm correct.
Someone looked that up. I don't
parts of
it.
Michigan don't have water to this day.
Fuck.
I also liked Chris Webber when I was a kid. The Fab Five, they were really cool.
Kings fan.
And I just thought...
You're a Kings fan.
I'm a Lakers fan. I feel bad for Chris Webber for having to, like, deal with...
Easy. I picked Oklahoma.
You picked Oklahoma? Why?
I have an uncle that lived there, and I thought he was hella cool.
I just thought Wolverines were the coolest thing as a kid. I don't know why. I just thought they were dope.
You could get your shit slashed open just excited you.
Yeah, growing up as a kid, I just thought Michigan was, like, the place to be. I don't know why.
Like paradise?
It just looks cool on the map. I was like, this state looks like it knows what it's doing.
Michigan's about that shit.
They're about a lot of things.
Except clean water.
Damn.
They'll really, like, help them out.
Amen.
Someone clean that water.
I remember just in the computer lab, just typing a storm up, trying to figure out what was going on with Michigan. I had the state flower. I had the license plate. I had the state animal, the flag.
That was like the first project you did and like felt like a straight college student. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like you just felt like a badass.
Don't even get me started on projects in like elementary school. I remember in the fourth grade, there's like a singular group of kids that like the teacher like recognizes like smart, quote unquote. And so while everyone else was doing other stuff, they're like, I have an extra project for you guys. And I'm like... what kind of fucking reward is this? Like, I'm ahead of schedule. You're going to fucking give me more work? Thank you. I had to freehand draw the entire nation of Ireland on a fucking poster board. Thank God I have an uncle because I would have fucking killed myself.
What'd it look like?
Ireland.
Who drew it?
My uncle.
Like, you were like, hey, can you draw this for
me? I tried and I was like, I'm going to blow my brains out in the fourth grade. I was like, I cannot do this.
Just up all night?
It was so out it was so track. Annoying because it's like Ireland. This is a huge poster. I don't want to be able to print out a replica of Ireland to trace. I wish.
Why didn't you?
My printer paper's only like paper sized. Yeah, dude. It was insane. I got an A on it, but I was like, I hate Ireland.
Who's calling me? Of course, my mother stopped calling me all the time. Thank you,
Jeannie. It's okay. We apologize for the fact that we're recording, but. Trent will call you whenever it's over.
Oh, was that a hiccup?
No, it was more of a cough slash, I don't know what it was. But, yeah, like, the computer lab was just a reprieve from the daily, like, slog that was school.
Honestly. Like, it would be like, you're slugged out. It's like 1 o'clock. You're like, dude, I just want to go home. Then all of a sudden, boom, your teacher's like, all right, let's go to the computer lab.
Yeah, like the computer lab's dope because like I even remember like in high school, like before school would start, it's the computer lab at the high school. You know what I'm talking about. But everybody would chill there in the mornings.
The library.
Yeah, the library, and everyone would be on computers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're all just 6-year-old kids whenever it comes to computers at school. We're like, let me on them.
There was one kid that, never mind.
I remember one time I walked in, and people were just, like, playing Halo, like the original Halo on these computers, just going absolute ham. Kids were hitting 360 no-scopes, cross-map, just, it was insane. I remember
one kid looked some shit up and got expelled.
Yeah, no.
Because he, like, signed in with his number, and they, like, traced it back to him.
You know, some of us aren't master hackers, but that's tough.
It happens.
It's real tough. That is extremely tough. But also speaking of extremely tough, this is a terrible transition, by the way. What about awards assemblies? Those are tough as all hell.
The Grammys.
Oh, dude. It was like the AMAs, the CMAs, the Grammys, and the Oscars all rolled up into like a chalupa. Dude.
Double stuff, chalupa.
Awards assemblies in elementary school were next level.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like everybody got awards. It didn't matter who you were, what day of the week it was. It was like, boom, Bobby, perfect attendance. He's like, I missed 3 days.
I swear that shit used to piss me off. I had perfect attendance, and I would remember motherfuckers not being there and getting that shit. And I would get so mad. I'm like, why the fuck did I come? Give me my award.
I loved that the Moon Cub Award changed every month. But, like, the Moon Cub Award had some weird stuff. Like, there was leadership. I'm like, whoa. So I'm a leader?
No, dude.
Courage.
There was this, the common sense one.
Yeah.
I remember my teacher was up there, like, talking, and she's like, this student has so much common sense. Whenever he sees a puddle outside, he walks around it rather than through it. And then she called my name, and I went up there, and my jeans were wet because I was fucking stomping in puddles outside. So I was standing up there, like, accepting my award with wet jeans from a puddle. How does that make you feel?
Your knees could have peed themselves for all we know. So, like...
True.
Maybe she's just like, nah, maybe he got splashed by, like, a sink. Maybe some kids poured water on his knees.
Maybe he got splashed by those uncommon-sensed kids jumping in puddles. Yeah,
he got bullied. No, the award assemblies were just dope. I remember honor roll was, like, a super, like, dope thing. But, like... It was like, because I was an honor roll student for a while, not to brag.
Nah.
But like, if you didn't hit it and you were a consistent honor roll kid, I just felt like you were shamed. Like you were just waiting for your name and they're like, no.
Why are you, I feel like you're side-eyeing me right now. Like, are you trying to say something about me?
No, not at all.
Just to let you know, I was honor roll till about fifth grade.
See, I was honor roll all the way until sixth. Then like, I think it was... Algebra? No, it was like sixth grade math, and I don't know what went wrong with me. There was this dude that had tech decks in class, and it just distracted the living hell out of me, and so I did not do well the first semester. Then I got into like Algebra 1 and all that fun stuff, but I was honor roll from like first or second grade until like fifth grade. Sixth grade was weird, then I got back on track for the most part.
Well, everyone was honor roll in first and second grade. You had to learn your ABCs.
You guys learned that?
No, I was honor roll. Fourth grade, I had a shitty year. I fucking hated fourth grade.
Fourth grade was wild. That was the year that I had to do the extra project. I was not happy about that at all. And then there were so many awards. Like my family has just this like book, like a binder, like a 3-ring binder, just full of like awards from like elementary school.
My mom called me yesterday and she was like, I'm throwing all these awards and trophies away unless you want them from my childhood. She straight threw them away.
Damn.
Yeah. All right.
You think Kanye just tosses the Grammys that are collecting dust? That's what I'm saying.
Like, pay attention, genie.
Trophies. What are you doing? Dude, like, if... Imagine the school has, like, a leaderboard for most awards. Like, a GOAT ranking. Like, he was the Michael Jordan of the Leadership Award.
The Wildcat Award? Oh, he's there.
Oh, dude. Imagine, I want to know who comes up with, like, the Moon Cub Award, like, subcategories like leadership, courage, common sense, doesn't pee himself. Like
boogers picked.
I would name some dope awards.
Let's hear some.
Fastest
monkey bar time.
Yeah. Slipperiest slide.
What the hell does that mean?
Means you go down the slide the fastest.
Oh.
Hang time. It's where you just hang on the jungle gym and you pass out.
speedster. Quickest lap to the fence and back.
Yeah.
Longest water fountain drink. They're just... And then you're like, remember everyone used to count and shit too?
Oh, dude. 1, 2, 3, more for me. 3, 2, 1, you're done. I'm like, I just ran a mile in 5 minutes, but get off my back.
Everyone would be, and it would take hell long, and all the girls would be like, get off. You're like, no, let me get this
one. After dropping 82 points, 34 boards, and 16 assists.
And 87 fouls.
In game 7 of the recess World Series. Dude, you know what? You know what used to mess me up in the head? Well, it messes me up in the head currently. What are schools going to do? Can you have communal like water fountains after COVID?
Those things were nasty as shit.
Oh, those things were gross. I saw watched people so many put the entire like spigot in their mouth.
Over it. Yeah. On it. Over that shit.
Like the little, there's like a little hook thing that you can like guide your like, cheek to. They put their mouth over that.
And they would just fill up like a fucking puffer fish.
Oh, it's
and
bad.
And just swallow it. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Fuck, I just, the vibe of an elementary school assembly is just dope. But like there were some assemblies where like some people's parents couldn't come. And you would just kind of know by like the body language of the kid.
That's sad.
Luckily, my parents were there for me most of the time. But, like, damn. But, no. Like, awards assemblies were really cool. I'm glad that they kind of, like, tapered off into the high school days. Because, like, I wouldn't want to be stuck in an assembly for 2.5 hours after school's over to hear somebody call my name for, like, an honor roll thing. Like, just put it on my resume.
Cool. Email me it.
Yeah. We already had assemblies in high school for, like, committed and other stuff. And I get it. I had to do it to do sports, but like, I could be watching Ren and Stimpy or something. Like
something cool.
Yeah, I could be doing homework. Like I could be, you know.
But the high school assemblies were a lot cooler than like awards assemblies.
Yeah, high school assemblies are basically just giant PSAs. Like I smoked cigarettes. Now I can't eat properly.
So does 87 of my classmates.
I ripped this phone book in half, and I lost someone that I dearly love, and I haven't been able to cope with that.
87 of my classmates.
Don't bully people, or else we're going to have to show you this assembly where this guy's going to kill himself.
Fuck.
It was a play. Nobody actually died.
That shit got deep. I remember that shit.
Dude, the tiers of assemblies just go like... High school's just built different. I mean, they don't care about the awards. The only awards assembly that mattered in high school is like scholarship night. That's
it. Did
you
get one?
I think I cleared out like for my first year of college, I got around 1,200 each semester. That dude, the whole scholarship process for local scholarships in high school is really interesting. Because like for your sixth period, they just take you to the moon school and you have to like sit before a panel of like teachers and like, community members and like plead your case as to why you need the money for school.
Give me this, please.
It's like you're on Shark Tank, but you have nothing to sell them except like, I'm going to go to school. I'm going to graduate. I would like some assistance.
You're like, here I am. As you can see, my pants have holes in them. My shirt has a hole in the armpit. Just please give me this fucking money. I need it more than you know.
Show up in a burlap sack.
Some rags just knitted together.
Looking like a sack of potatoes. No, but then like this whole scholarship night thing. Like the whole graduation process of high school is really cool, which I feel bad for like students of this year and next year and probably moving forward for a while. Because like, sure, I miss out on my college graduation, but like a bunch of people don't walk for their graduation at college anyways. So like I just didn't get the choice to walk.
That's why I'm just not graduating yet, you know, because I just want to walk.
Big brain. I guess I could walk whenever they allow it, but like I'll be like 30 by that point.
You're like 87. You're like, don't take this shit away from me. Not again.
Like my diploma's already framed. I don't think I can walk.
Where's it at?
It's at my house.
I haven't seen it.
I've showed you pictures. Do you want to hold it?
I do.
Okay.
I want to put fingerprints on the actual diploma.
It's actually got like a... It's not glass. It's like ceramic or something.
Oh, fancy.
Low sheen. It's got the UV protection, so it shouldn't like...
crumble.
Well, dude, like sunlight...
Like the Declaration of Independence.
The Declaration of Declaration.
The Declaration and Proclamation. The Loclalation. Devin McCoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't mean to drop your government name. We got to cut.
Just the podcast stops here. We never record again. The IRS, you just hear a knock on the door. We're like, oh, no.
Devin on tax invasion the last 20 years.
FBI, open up.
Jesus Christ.
Someone comes through your ceiling, so somebody has to drop through your...
Yeah, it would be my upstairs neighbors.
They're like, dude.
They're in the shower.
Man. No, but yeah, like, the awards nights in high school, just... There was less awards to earn, but they felt a lot better. But elementary school award shows were S tier.
Oh, yeah.
They pulled... Everyone was there.
If you didn't get an award... In elementary school, you know you were a badass little kid. Like, you were a problem child.
You know what still gets to me about, like, the awards in, like, middle school? The fitness ones. The Presidential Fitness Award. I was so close, like, 2 years. And you knew me in middle school. I was a little lop. I was so unathletic. It was bad. But I got so close, dude.
To what? Like, what were you under on?
I really can't remember.
The shuttle run?
The fitness grand pacer test. Dude, like, I remember, I don't know what it was. I think I got one of them. I didn't get the highest one. Because, like, I remember KCRA 3 came for some reason.
Fuck. And yeah, like, that was when we were doing that jump rope shit.
Yeah, but they came again, and we got, like, these banners for the gym or something. And I got this blue t-shirt. And there was, like, me and three other people. We were on TV for some reason. You don't let 7th grade Devin McCoy on TV. I don't care who you are. That kid
was it a make-a-wish?
Kid was a goober. I probably at that point. I don't know.
What did you say?
I blacked
Mom,
out.
Mom, I'm on TV.
I said, I'm fast as shit, boy. Burr. I don't know what I said.
You had an ice cream tat on your face.
If I'm correct, they didn't interview me. I was just on the screen. Thank
just
God.
Just a thumbs up.
Just blue shirt.
First off, I want to thank my mom. I want to thank my coaches. They're like, Devin, you ran a mile in 9 minutes. It's all right.
I'd like to thank God, my mom, my dad.
I fear God.
These shoes.
And, these knees for
my
bending.
Natural given ability to be an athlete. And then, like, oh, another school thing. Like, speaking of awards assemblies, sports. Those award things, they weren't a huge deal. But I remember my freshman year. My dad's still kind of, like, heated about this whole exchange.
I've heard this story.
And so, basically, my freshman year of basketball, I played a grand total of, like, 15 minutes the entire season. I was not good.
I thought you caught hella lobs.
I did. I was, like, 5'10", 5'11". Okay. No, I was, like, a guard, but I had played big all middle school. Because, like, it's middle school basketball.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be getting the ball. I'm kind of an idiot. My crowning achievement in middle school basketball is a running left-handed hook shot.
That shit was
TC
so hard, I remember.
Off glass.
I remember it.
Those are my first points in a basketball court ever.
That shit was hard.
Oh, man. But so, freshman year going into basketball, I wasn't good. I think I made a free throw during practice, and I got the nickname Shooter, or Money, by Marchie. It was dope. That nickname stuck with me, like, the rest of high school, for, like, basketball at least. But so, for that season, we had five guys that played. Just five dudes. The coaches ran these five dudes every game.
And all game?
We lost a lot.
Okay.
And so, at the end of the year, coaches are handing out the little participation things, I guess, so you get your little W for your, like, letterman for JV sports.
Yeah.
And so, whatever. And so, I'm sitting there, and they're going through everyone and everyone's names, and they're doing a little anecdote about, like, the player. So everyone's getting something said about them. And so it comes to me, they're like, this kid was a freshman, Devin McCoy.
No.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. That's all they said. That's all they said.
And then what?
My dad was pissed.
What did he say?
I can't remember, but he was just like, that's bullshit.
Did he say it to the coach?
No, I don't think so. They didn't coach after that year. Because the following year we had... Because the head coach for varsity had changed going after my freshman year.
Okay.
Because Mercado was our coach my junior year, not my senior year. But so freshman year, it was Marchie with Mercado as the assistant. And then after that, it went Mercado and then Marchie.
That's funny as fuck.
Swapped down to JV. Luckily, after my freshman year, I actually put time and effort into the gym. I think my jump from freshman year to sophomore year is probably the biggest athletic feat I had in high school. I think I spent like 90 hours in the gym over the summer.
Jesus Christ.
Just getting my
shot
up.
This is Devin's plea to get into the NBA, by the way. So if there's any scouts listening.
I haven't touched a basketball in
months. Draft my man.
Do not.
Dude's a shooter. Dude's a problem in the corner.
Oh, God.
An absolute problem.
Wyatt comes out of your room. Devin Love.
Devin Love over here.
No, but yeah, like that was just straight, just the coach just sat there with like a brand. He was a freshman.
And he was a freshman.
But beyond that, like high school sports assemblies weren't terrible for me after that. I got a couple plaques. I remember for football, my sophomore year, I got a plaque for some reason. I had one reception for 7 yards and a first down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played receiver and tight end. I played tight end for 3 games, and I was laying some pancakes. But I was not a threat on the offensive end. I was not catching passes. We were a run-heavy team.
There you go.
But I remember there was a misprint on one of the plaques, so I have 2 plaques from the same year of JV football.
Jesus Christ.
But that's not important. Speaking of what is important, student class elections. Since we just finished up our presidential election and the Senate races are finishing up, we have no say in this because, you know, we're not political.
Not at all.
Student class elections were a different breed. You had kids walking up and promising things that they could never cash in.
Yeah, dude, I swear to you. I remember this kid promised me, like, oh, I'll get Gatorades in the I'll get fountains. Soda fountains here. I'm like, I'm voting for you. Motherfucker didn't even get a say in, like, our school shirts that we got. Shit was whack.
Student body class elections before, like, high school. And even high school elections didn't matter. The thing about, like, I remember there was one that I participated in. It was 5th grade, and student class elections are elitist and classist, because if you can't afford to give everyone shit, you're not going to win. Like, if Billy's handing out lollipops, Billy's the president.
Oh, yeah.
I don't give a damn what anybody says.
Like, you're giving out pieces of paper, like, vote for Devin, you'll go to heaven.
I'm sitting there with, like, my manifesto on a piece of paper. Like, I will reduce the tax rates for the one, for the...
And Billy's over here handing out fucking, what were those, silly bands?
Yeah, he's just handing out, like...
Silly bands and dum-dums.
Yeah, and I'm sitting
Vote for
here.
Billy or you're silly.
Yeah,
and fucking Billy's just running up
I'm
votes.
Sitting here like, I'm going to try and figure out how we can have a longer lunch period. And everyone's like, dude, shut up, you bureaucrat.
You're like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, how we can get a recline in our desk seat so we can get circulation of our blood to our back. And they're like... Man, shut the fuck up. Billy's getting us hot Cheetos for lunch.
And now all the kids are now all the kids that are adults now have like major back pain. Like, why does my back hurt so much?
Scoliosis and shit, because those desks were just man. Fucked up.
But then they would give the kids like actual like screen time. They would have an assembly where the kids talked about like why you should vote for me, and it's like there's no difference. You're just voting to have somebody in a figurehead position. You'd think administration's gonna listen to a fucking 8-year-old.
They never did anything.
No, they didn't.
And I still want that fucking Gatorade, so where's it at?
That's what I'm saying. Like, we get mad at politicians for promising us things, but like, let's get mad at the kids.
It was some bullshit too. It was like looking back, they promised unbelievable some
stuff.
Unrealistic ass
unbelievable
shit. I'm gonna
stuff.
Get Gatorade in the drinking fountains outside. Really, how the fuck are you gonna do that?
Well, so what you don't know is I know somebody Aid Gator, he's the creator of Gatorade.
Okay.
And there's actually below the potable water section of like the crust, there's a Gatorade section.
Oh, okay. It's like, I thought he was gonna put like a Gatorade tank like underground that just filled itself up from like natural Gatorade resources.
I thought Gators just pissed Gatorade and that's how they got it.
Just right off the Gator's nip.
No.
You gotta like milk a Gator.
Well, that's not what Gatorade is. Like, they have blue alligators, red alligators.
You said piss.
So either or.
How are you getting Gatorade out of a gator?
I don't know where it's coming. Maybe it's Gatorade tears.
Oh, I would switch
Gatorade rain.
I would switch it up, too.
It's the runoff from gators.
I'm switching it up, too. That gator piss.
Gator piss. Man, you're a popular boy today.
It's my mother. Should I answer and put her on?
I wouldn't put her on the podcast, but... If you need to step away, you can answer.
Hello,
okay.
Mother.
What are you doing?
I'm recording the podcast, so you're on it. Say hi.
Oh. Hi, bub.
Oh, don't call me that. I'll call you back. Bye.
Anyway, dang.
Sorry, that was Jeannie. Shout out, Jay.
That's our first guest on the podcast.
How do you feel?
Did we made it?
She probably doesn't understand what just happened.
No, she's probably like, what the hell?
Why'd he hang up on me?
He's in a pod? What?
She actually listens.
Nah, that's dope. My parents listen too, I think.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad, Chris.
Hey, Brent.
He doesn't listen that much anymore, but...
Well, shout out the peoples, the supporters of the podcast. I know that we ramble a lot and we talk about stuff that half the time doesn't make sense, but hopefully it brings some joy to you guys. You can get a laugh out of it at least.
Or gives you like a brain contusion because you have no fucking clue what we're talking about.
We just get handed a class action. Like, this podcast gave me an aneurysm and I am entitled to financial compensation.
We have a script that we're supposed to read and our producers get super mad. Our producers are just our reflections in my TV because it's off. But yeah, you understand.
Basically, yeah. And then we're working on getting a social media feed set up at this time as well, which is me just trying to like create a Twitter profile and an Instagram profile. So look out for that in the coming weeks. And whenever it's fully up, we'll be able to plug that every week. So you guys can follow that for any T&D podcast news or events. Because we want to actually engage with you guys and like have you guys vote on topics that we can talk about.
Oh, yeah. Preach that shit, big boy.
The content's for you guys at the end of the day. We make it for ourselves because it's a fun little hobby to be able to talk to each other and hang out, but
I'm always getting super deep on your ass.
I'm crying, if you can't tell. I have a teardrop tattooed on my face.
Like a young Lil Wayne?
Wheezy.
Anyways, after that little ad break.
Our little tangent.
We're selling tearless shampoo, Johnson & Johnson.
I'm a Head & Shoulders kind of guy.
Oh, shit.
Kidding. I use Paul Mitchell products.
Oh,
shout out to my girlfriend for buying me Awu Pawi shampoo.
I just wash my hair with water only.
Just the six in one body wash.
Irish mint flavored. It tastes like you can eat it too.
It doubles down as chewing gum, hair shampoo, conditioner, body wash, hair face gel, wash, ear cleaner, degreaser,
toilet cleaner,
oven cleaner,
some dish detergent,
screen cleaner. It's everything. Hair gel. It's everything you need. You can use it for like Crisco in your pan.
There you go.
But back to the topics. The student body elections were super shiesty. Oh, I never remember a student body election amounting to anything. And in high school, I wised up. They didn't allow people to vote for that shit. If you wanted to be ASB president, you went in front of a jury of your peers that were like in ASB the year prior. And they're like, okay, cool. We like you.
It was popularity 100%. That's all it was.
That's why I was a rally commissioner. Dude, I was a rally commissioner and I like...
Win.
Went full force in that shit. I was the runner. Like I would have a mic. You know the wave?
Yeah, when did you do that?
Senior year.
Oh, okay.
It was me, my buddy Max, then McKenna. And so it was the three of us. It was fun. Like, it was a good time.
What McKenna?
Shepherd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And like, we would do the wave. So I would get... So you have to have a runner for the wave. You gotta like...
Yeah, point. You would be sweaty at the end, don't lie.
I'd be dying, dude. I'd be sitting there like having a heart attack. Because, like, the wave would go for, like, three full turnarounds.
Whoa!
Be, like, throwing my arm like a third base coach, and Timmy's about to win the World Series. Just like,
did you ever almost fall?
Huh?
Did you ever almost fall?
I would almost fall on purpose just for, like, laughs.
No.
Like, I would, like, instead of, like, going in a full loop, I would just stop and reset at the other area and, like, slip my feet on purpose and, like, kick them to, like, get going back
shit.
Up. Yeah, it was corny.
Like the Roadrunner?
Yeah,
it
exactly.
It's corny as shit.
But...
Would I have been hype? Yes or no?
Yes, 100%.
Would we have belly bumped?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why do I call it a belly bump? It's called.
I remember during our senior year entrance assembly, like the walk-in. I don't know who the fuck thought of this, but everybody had fucking like baby powder in their hands, and we ran to the middle of the court and we fucking chucked that shit in the air, confetti, baby powder. Everyone, all the kids that had asthma. I'm so sorry. Literally. I remember one person was like, dude, I almost fucking died out there. And I was like, dude, no way.
We like ran in with people on our shoulders. And I swear to God, I dropped someone off my shoulders. And I don't know where they went.
I remember there was one point whenever we were commissioning a rally. And like the juniors got out of the bleachers. And the seniors got out of the bleachers. They were trying to meet in the middle. And I was like, can administration do something?
They're going to fucking fight.
I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do here. There's like 400 kids out here. I'm like, somebody help.
It's about a fight because they're different grades.
Yeah, I was like, can y'all sit the hell down? We're trying to do a pie eating contest. Shit.
Shit was wild.
But that's beyond the point. I think we've exhausted the whole awards assemblies and assemblies in general.
Yeah, fuck them assemblies.
They were a vibe, but like some were just built different than others. And so that brings us to our final elementary topic. The jogathon.
The jogathon.
That's the first thing that is sus about the jogathon. It's not a jogathon. It's the jogathon.
The jogathon.
Whoever marketed a just the term jogathon deserves like a raise, because whenever you title something the, it raises the stakes.
It's spelled like T-H-E.
There's a reason why. There's a reason why it's the Super Bowl, the NBA Finals, the World Series, the Olympics. I'm looking at you, Trevor. If you're listening to this, the Olympics.
It's not the Olympics.
It's not the Olympics.
It is the Olympics.
The. Whenever you put the in front of any phrase, like if I said the Trenton Flippo, his social status.
Chill out, yo.
You would be like.
The.
The.
The TND podcast.
Yeah, it's the TND. See, we're like, we're getting preferred
ads.
We just
jumped listeners.
That's what I'm saying. Viewership went up. Ad space went up. Dude, we're probably going to get featured on Spotify now. That's not going to happen. But the, it just indicates status in a sense.
I hear.
The jogathon.
I hear you.
And so, hear me out. Why? I get it, like...
Teachers needed a damn cigarette break. That's why.
But we're sitting here and we're pimping out these kids for laps. Like, everyone's like, ooh, child labor's bad. But, like, Billy's going to run 16 laps in 95-degree weather
with
so we
no
can raise
fucking water.
$20 for charity.
With, like, a safety pin.
And there's a bunch of adults back. Just like, go, go. It's like...
Yeah, I remember they used to, like, yell at you to run. And you're like, fucking you run, bitch. What do you mean, run? Yeah, it's like, hot as shit out here.
That's what I'm saying. And it's not even like you're running on a track. You're running on, like...
Blacktop. Asphalt.
The
like
hardest
you can see the
substance.
Heat bounce off that shit. It's melting because it's that fucking hot outside.
A 7-year-old shouldn't have shin splints. That's what I'm saying. Like, the jogathon is cool in, like, purpose because you don't have to, like, read or do schoolwork. But, like, the kids don't see any benefit from it. It's not like the whole fundraiser stuff where you could sell $6,000 worth of stuff and get paid out and, like, $10 worth of, like, toys.
Dude, this show's fucked.
That's another thing that I hated. Those... freaking salesman coming through.
Let me pause you on that so I can get back to the heat. Mm-hmm. There was this one girl, she always used to say fuzzy peaches, and she would like laugh hysterically. Like she thought fuzzy peaches was fucking hilarious. Well, she was like running and she was like 27 laps in and she like collapsed from heat exhaustion and like just skid fucking ripped her skin off her arms and shit because she like fell on the blacktop going full speed.
What was your personal record for jogathon last?
I don't even remember. I feel like, how long did we run for?
At least 30 minutes? Maybe an hour? How long was the jogathon? I can't remember.
Tell me yours, because I feel like I have one, but it sounds a little crazy.
Well, tell me yours, because I don't know what mine was.
I feel like I had like close to 30 one time.
That's what I think I probably was my peak, is like 30 to like 40. Because they weren't huge laps. You were running on like a basketball court, and they sectioned it off.
Yeah, I feel like I hit like 27 one time and like my class was fucking hype.
And the only thing that like resonates for me with like jogathons that I enjoy is the episode of The Office where Oscar's going around getting people to like sign up for like a per lap donation thing. And Michael Scott's like, oh, you cheap bastards, $3. And he's like, I'll put 25 down.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I didn't know it was per lap. Then Oscar's like, you're going to be this guy.
There was like hella kids that would scam people. They'd be like, oh, like, will you pay per lap? And then they're like, oh, how fast do you run? And they're like, oh, not that fast. Like, I hurt my ankle. So they'd put like $8 a lap, and then they'd run like fucking 43 laps.
Dude.
And then come back to collect their money. Like, goddamn.
And that's the thing, because Michael Scott's sitting there. He's like, well, how many laps did the kid run last year? And Oscar's like 80. And Michael's like, what?
Shit's crazy.
But I just, I'm not going to say the jogathon's a bad thing, but I think it's a little unethical.
Oh, super.
It's 100% child labor. Like, sure, it's for charity, but, like, there's better ways to raise money.
As the teachers sit there and fucking recline chairs with sunscreen on their nose and sunglasses and, like, their feet up with, like, an ice-cold 7-Up, and you're watching your class, like, drip sweat on the blacktop as they fucking run to make your school money.
Like, if you want to do a fundraiser...
Sell some candy bars.
Relay for Life. Like, in high school, that was the best fundraiser I was a part of. It was cool. It was chill. You could walk laps. You could not walk laps. You could buy food. You could buy trinkets. You could do whatever. You could do whatever you wanted for that 24 hours. You just roll over to the track, and you vibe. I remember...
There was one kid, he ran, like, over 100 laps.
Well, Sean walked the track for, like, 24 hours.
No.
Yeah, my, like, sophomore or junior year.
How many laps did he have?
I'd have to text him, but it was at least like 100-something.
Jesus Christ.
Because he started running, and then he legit walked or ran for over like 12 to like 16 hours on the Relay for Life that day. It was insane. Like, I don't know how he was able to walk to this day. I just remember seeing Sean just taking laps, and I was like, dude, are you good? He's like, yeah, it's for cancer research. And I'm like, okay, dude, fuck. Damn, talk your shit, Sean.
Talk your shit, boy.
It was crazy. But yeah, jogathons, I just think there's better ways to raise money in elementary school. Like, sell popcorn, sell candy bars.
Sell crack.
Probably better than the jogathon at that point. It's more lucrative. But like, putting a monitor, like, it's not like it's a basketball fundraiser where there's like a shooting contest and each shot you make is worth a dollar amount for like a, you're raising the money for yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know where any of the jogathon money went. Granted, I was like 5 and 6 whenever I was participating in jogathons.
Shamar Moore should have came and did the jogathon.
Bro, if Shamar Moore was at the jogathon, I'm putting up 100 laps.
In 30 minutes.
Oh, I'm putting up Wilt numbers if Shamar Moore's there. I'm like, Derek.
Shamar, baby. Let's talk business.
I'm actually a budding young child star. Cast me in Crimmy Minds, my guy.
It's over, bro. Don't get into it.
I know.
I'm not okay.
I stomped that out. That's bad.
But yeah, man, the jogathon, just not okay.
I don't know if are they still doing jogathons?
If it was called jogathong and like I was able to jog in my thong, I would have been fine. You know?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I would be able to jog in my thong.
You can do that in general. You'll probably get arrested for like indecency, but.
But still, like, if it was like a option to do, it was called jog a thong, and you were able to jog in your thong, you wouldn't do it?
I don't own a thong, so I couldn't.
You wouldn't buy one?
No, I would definitely not.
The chafing would be unreal.
Oh, dude, it'd be bad. You'd be bleeding after lap 3. You would be like, you'd be like, ah, you know, like Andy.
I would need some damn baby powder.
You know Andy in The Office during the
I don't run? Watch The Office.
Well, he's like, my nipples chafe really bad. And so like halfway through the race, you just see him with like blood all over his shirt.
No.
Yes, it's so Jesus funny. Christ. It's so funny. Dude. Fuck. Well, that's going to do it to wrap up Elementary episode 2. And that's the finale for Elementary. And we might have to rehash the whole Elementary idea after a bit of time because, you know.
Jogathons.
There's repressed memories whenever it comes to elementary school for all of us. But I think we've exhausted all of our options for elementary school as of right now. But this is the part where we're going to try and transition for a second. This will be a little bit of bonus content for you guys. Because Thanksgiving's coming up. We're not going to put out 2 episodes in a week. So we just wanted to be thankful to all of you guys for tuning in over the weeks and supporting us as we... Oh, I just knocked the shit out of my mic stand.
Sweet. Thankful for that mic stand, huh?
Thankful for the mic stand, but more importantly, thankful for you guys lending your ears and your time to the podcast.
Even if they do bleed after?
Yeah, even if we peek through the microphone and you're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
God, well, why am I listening?
Did they just get into a car accident?
Oh,
but like, no, like fuck. We, because the sound peaked.
Oh, okay.
Not like people are getting into car accidents.
Yeah.
Don't do that while listening to the podcast.
Don't do that shit.
But we just wanted to extend a thank you to everybody that's been supporting us and listening to us. And we look forward to creating more content for you guys as the weeks and months tick on.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
But we're thankful for you guys, and we hope you enjoy your...
I'm thankful.
Thanksgivings. And eat well, stay safe, and in the words of a future...
I'm thankful.
Dude.
Oh, that's Marshawn Lynch.
I was going to say mask on, but he says mask off, so.
No, but really. No, he says mask on, too.
Well, then in the words of future, mask on and just stay safe and stay healthy. And we look forward to talking to you guys soon.
Peace out.
Peace.